Lloydminster, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith and Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe have wrapped up a joint caucus meeting in Lloydminster with a call for change to federal policies. In a joint statement issued Wednesday, the two governments made a unified call for national change. In a news release, the government called for an end to all federal interference in the development of provincial resources by repealing or overhauling the Impact Assessment Act to respect provincial jurisdiction and eliminate barriers to nation-building resource development and transportation projects. Eliminating the proposed oil and gas emissions cap. Scrapping the clean electricity regulations. Lifting the oil tanker ban off the northern west coast. Abandoning the net zero vehicle mandate. And repealing any federal law or regulation that purports to regulate industrial carbon emissions, plastics, or the commercial free speech of energy companies. The joint statement said the federal government must remove the barriers it created and fix the federal project approval processes so that private sector proponents have the confidence to invest. Canada must change its policies if it is to reach its stated goal of becoming a global energy superpower and having the strongest economy in the G7. We need to have a federal government that works with, rather than against, the economic interests of Alberta and Saskatchewan. Making these changes will demonstrate the new Prime Minister's commitment to doing so. Together, we will continue to fight to deliver on the immense potential of our provinces for the benefit of the people of Saskatchewan and Alberta. Stay tuned to Sask Today for more coverage of the Joint Caucus meeting.